I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran in what he called an act of war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And asked about a possible U.S. military action against Iran, President Trump said it was a great sign of strength not to attack.
There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position. Right now, we're in a very, very powerful position.
You say the ultimate option. Are you talking
about? No, I'm saying the ultimate option, meaning go in. War. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option, no.
U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, is set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Congressman Elliot Engel, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, had issued a subpoena calling for Khalilzad to testify and said in a statement Wednesday that after days of negotiation with the State Department, the envoy would go before lawmakers for a classified briefing. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with Taliban representatives in Doha, Qatar, and just before Mr. Trump scuttled the process, had announced an agreement in principle with the Taliban. This is VOA News. The Washington Post reports that U.S.